And so we are here to talk about the race. Okay, so I'll introduce us. So we have June Mann, who represents mortgage lenders, and that's why she has a very fancy yellow car, because her clients are all the rich guys. And then that's me in the middle. I'm Theta Page. I'm from Frisco. June is from Houston. And I'm the good guy, so I'm wearing the happy face because I represent debtors primarily. And Steve Wilcox from Fort Worth, who primarily represents the car lenders, Ford Motor Credit. Everybody knows Steve. Chrysler, is that right? All the ones our clients owe money to. So we're going to get our race started. So on your mark, get set, go. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about we've got almost 100 pages in your materials that you can peruse at your leisure, and we've got forms in there, we've got cases in there, we've got analysis. I was absolutely shocked when I just started searching on reaffirmation agreements and found almost 1,000 cases. So this is a heavily litigated area. But we're going to start by talking about some of the deadlines. And the first deadline, I think, is probably for debtor's counsel, probably the easiest thing. It's file Form 8, your statement of intentions. And you have to do it 30 days after the petition is filed. And generally, for me, I'm filing that with the petition, so I can meet that deadline very easily. But you really do have 30 days in which to do that. And so if someone is waiting that 30 days, that makes it a lot harder for the mortgage lenders and the car creditors to get started in the race. So if you guys want to talk a little bit about that, June, perhaps what that 30 days means for you.
It means a great deal. And I will tell you that the mortgage lenders, when a Chapter 7 is filed, they immediately refer it to their counsel, and their counsel is required to look at the statement of intent, because that will give us a roadmap as to what the mortgage lender needs to do.